You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. The modern day Mr. Rogers.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, fun, and fast. It's Ace and Friends. Got a lot of good stuff coming up today on the Ace and Friends show. I think everybody had a good weekend. We got some weekend stories, and we have learned of a new little secret war in Rob's house that we want to get into.
So funny.
Rob never fails to disappoint.
No, he's been bringing in quality stuff lately. Not on purpose, just sort of. He's not doing it to get on the radio or the air. He's just got all these things going on that are interesting.
It's just, in many cases, it's just spiteful.
Yeah.
Just doing it to spite people. And it's entertaining.
But what we've learned is when he shares these things, usually within 24 hours, he's got some sort of, hey, can we not talk about this? Please don't post this. Please take this down. I can't talk. So there's all these sort of angles that are funny.
Yeah, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, it's that. Crazy. And you're not, you don't take that news well at all, Ace.
What news? That we can't talk about it
if
then?
Well, I mean,
because once we've established it's like a plot line, it's a story we get into and share, let's ride that train a little bit.
Ace hates it.
I do. I can't stand that.
So Rob's like, I don't want to talk about that today again.
I try to be understanding, though. That you shared with us once, and maybe that we just should be thankful for that.
Yeah.
But I would like to have, I just want to know more. I want an update.
I totally agree.
See what's happening.
I agree.
So, but we will. There's something brand new, if you missed it, that's pretty interesting, that a little silent war that's being waged within Rob's home. Well, Rob's the only one waging the war.
Yeah, it's a one-sided war.
It's a very one-sided war. Next.
This is Ace and Friends. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
It is the silent war. The silent wars are waged within homes all the time. Little things, whether it's, who's gonna... I just realized I didn't take the trash out today when I left this.
Trash is a good one.
Today's trash day. And Amanda gets really annoyed with the trash, and I think I should have taken it out.
Trash is a good one.
Yeah.
The shoes at the bottom of the staircase, if one part, like in your house, Ace, that's a constant one.
Yeah, I just don't like clutter. I like things to be picked up, and Amanda will just pile her shoes up at the bottom of the stairs. It'd be like three pairs of shoes. You know how many shoes that is? That's six shoes.
Right.
They're just all sitting at the bottom of the stairs. It's like, why are these here?
Yeah.
Anyway. But Rob has that's not like a war. That's being done intentionally, I don't think. Rob has a new one within his home. Now, historically speaking, there are two that are happening in Rob's home. One is the air fryer. That when the air fryer is used, Rob's girlfriend Meredith likes the air fryer pushed back. When it's not being used, she likes it pushed back to the back of the counter because she's a normal, sane person.
Disagree.
Rob wants to leave it out at the edge of the counter all the time. And I don't know. And no one, absolutely no one has ever sided with Rob on this.
Well, sometimes all the people are wrong.
And the other one is, God forbid, when Rob comes home and takes his socks off and kicks them in the living room floor, she doesn't like them there.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to see them there when she comes home.
Four pairs.
Yeah.
I do get that one, though.
But it still happens.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. So they have a new little quiet war that's being waged in their bathroom. They share a bathroom sink. And Meredith doesn't want anything on the countertop, right, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
And so everything is kept in a little shelf to the right-hand side. So daily, Rob will leave something out just so that she has to put it back up.
Correct.
And that's,
I mean, it's crazy.
Has she ever mentioned it to you? Like, hey, why do you do that every day?
Not really.
Okay.
No, you don't fight that war every, you don't fight the war every day if you're on one side. You might just, it just keeps building and building.
Until one day she's going to blow up?
She might.
Yeah. What is that?
Got her.
I was like, I'm going to drive her to explode one day.
Yeah, it seems like that's kind of the stuff. I mean, the air fryer, that will make you, after a week of that, and they're just not even using it, but pulling it back out to the edge of the counter, would make me go nuclear.
I would have already lost my mind.
If you touch that thing again, I'll kill you.
Yeah, there's going to be a note on it. This does not move.
Yeah.
Right. Hang on, we'll get into this more in a second. Hang on.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
So we were talking about the silent war that is going on between Rob and his girlfriend. Really, it's Rob waging the war. Bathroom sink. They don't put anything really under the sink because Meredith found a snake under there one time. She's determined not to open those doors again and go up under there. And so everything's kept in a shelf on the right-hand side, and Meredith wants nothing on the countertop, and every day Rob will leave a thing or two on the countertop just so she has to put it up into the shelf on the right-hand side. And when we actually said that's going to drive her crazy one day, she's going to explode, he was like, which is so messed up.
Got her.
Yeah, got her. Yeah, why don't you put your stuff under, Rob, if the stuff going underneath doesn't bother you?
Well, then I'd have to bend down to get it. Why would I want to do that?
He wants his stuff on the counter, and he's not going to accept.
Accessible.
Yeah, he's not going to accept any substitutes.
But again, I mentioned this the other day. You can put it all in like a little. I mean, for a dollar and a quarter, you can get a little plastic bin that everything can go in. You just put it all under the sink, then bring it all back out. Then it's all sitting on the countertop while you use it. Then you just put it away.
Seems like a lot of work.
It's no work. You're just determined to make it difficult.
You can say that if you'd like.
Do you have drawers on your desk in your office right there?
In here?
Yeah.
No.
Because, you know, it's a lot like his desk. His desk is covered with it. I mean, there's not an inch of free space. So that's just how he likes to have his stuff is sort of presented in front of him.
When you lived with your cousin, Rob, was your bathroom, everything was out on the counter?
Yep.
24/7?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a mess? Okay.
Yeah.
Did it look like your desk?
It's okay.
Or did it look like a landfill?
Yeah. Huh. Because there was stuff accumulating on that counter that was not bathroom stuff. You got to believe. There's. Right? There was a lot of extra stuff on there.
Maybe.
Such as, Rob?
Oh, sometimes like I had little... You're talking about the bathroom again, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I used to use Dixie cups to, you know, put water in to clean out, rinse out my mouth.
Uh-huh.
And I would let those stack up.
Be a lot of those and water bottles, probably drinks and
empty papers. Chip bags.
Yeah, sure.
Accurate, Rob?
I mean,
God forbid, why does Meredith not want all that out happening today?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right, Riggins. It's the third little war that they're having, and she's right on all three of them.
Yeah.
Well,
according to us.
Yeah.
Me, you and I.
Right.
There's probably a lot of people that would be like, hell yeah, Rob, stick to your guns. It's your house, too. If you want to have your stuff on the counter, why should he have to put it up on some shelf, some arbitrary move of the stuff?
Because that's what the counter's going to end up looking like, what it used to look like.
I know.
We came here to have a good time. This is Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
You can see so many different people in a place like Walmart or Costco. You can almost always go in there if you spend any length of time and see something unique. Not as unique as this lady saw. I don't know how well you can hear this. Let's play it for a second and see what you can hear. You hear that voice in the distance? That's a woman screaming. She's in the middle of a Costco, and she's screaming at a Halloween decoration, essentially performing an exorcism.
Yeah.
She's got holding up a... Is there something in her hand?
Looked like a cross, maybe, yeah, or something from her necklace.
She's screaming like, get out! Get out!
Get behind thee! Yeah. To a Halloween
decoration. Right at the end of the video, you see this manager guy walking over, and it's, you can almost see it in his shoulders, like, oh, damn, man. Oh, let me go deal with this lady right here.
Because she's screaming at a Grim Reaper Halloween yard inflatable.
Excuse me, ma'am. There's nothing real about this.
Get a grip.
It's not a human being. How do you function in life?
Yeah, I don't know.
At this time of year? Because you can't go to the grocery store. You can't go to a Costco. You can't go. You can't drive through a parking lot without passing a Halloween sale of some sort.
Yeah,
I mean that stuff's going to be everywhere.
And it's one thing if that stuff makes you uncomfortable. You can make that argument, like I just don't like it. But it's another thing to start screaming from a fat scooter.
Yeah,
you know, performing an exorcism in a Costco. You know, there are levels to this kind of stuff. I mean, you still got to be a functioning member of society.
Yeah, and how do you function if that's the way you're reacting to something? You're reacting like that to a decoration.
It's dark-sided. Get behind me.
It's weird.
Yeah, that's nuts.
But again, that's the type of thing that you see in a large place like that.
It has
a lot of different stuff.
I guess. That's why I'm for Costco instituting these membership cards. It's like, yeah, you need to sort of filter some people out.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
There is a problem with the bathing suit industry. At least according to this one woman on TikTok.
Can we please talk about the fact that bathing suit companies have forgotten, like, the concept of modesty? And don't get me wrong, I own so many whorish bathing suits, you don't even get it. Like, all of them are whorish. But it's just the fact that, like, if I want to go to the beach, like, with my family, for example, why is there a G-string up my ass? Why are both of my ass cheeks on display next to my father? Like, I don't understand. Like, it can't be that hard to make cute, like, semi-modest bathing suits. Because all the ones that I find that are, like, you know, like, coverage full, like, they give coverage, they're ugly. Like, why? Can a bathing suit company just make, like, cute, semi-modest bathing suits? Like, that would be so appreciated.
I don't think she's the only person that has had this problem.
Yeah, I totally get it, if that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah, well, we've talked about this before, but, like, my wife, Amanda, now that we have a baby, she looks for different, you know, their bathing suits for if she and I are at a pool or out on the lake together. And then something else for when, you know, Dax is around, or especially when we're around, like, her parents have a pool. We go there regularly, and then she's like, I don't want to wear this one around the parents. And she's pointed that out before. A lot of times, they're not the cutest bathing suits in the world. They're not as nice as the other ones that she has. But you have to do that in order to get your mom bikini, so to speak.
You wouldn't. You wear shorts, board trunks, like down to the knee? Or shorties?
I have both. I have some of both.
Okay. You're not a Speedo guy, though?
No. No, I would never be a Speedo guy.
I don't know. You were a tidy whitey guy until college.
That was the only option you had, though, at the time. It was that or boxers.
Yeah.
And boxers were just loose. Yeah. I mean, at the time, it wasn't as if everybody was a tidy whitey guy.
Yeah. At the time. That's why it seems like it would be a natural transition to go from tidy whiteys to Speedos.
No, because the first opportunity you had to get out of the tidy whiteys, you just bolted. You know what I mean, when boxer briefs came along, it was like, oh, let's get out of these tidy whiteys. Let's get to this, man. These are great.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't even imagine that.
What, tidy whiteys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's a foreign concept these days. And they still sell them. Somebody's still buying them.
Who's buying those?
I mean, if you're in a Target or a Walmart or whatever, and you go to look at underwear or something, yeah, they still sell them. I don't know who's buying them either. I can't imagine a woman today would see a guy at his tidy whiteys and think, oh, he looks good.
All right.
I just can't see that at all.
This is Ace and Friends.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Rob, you and Riggins are both, well, you're within a year of each other, year and a half or so.
Yeah.
So what year were you born, Rob?
85.
85. Okay. So let's say somebody went to sleep in the 1980s. And you woke up in 2024. What do you think would be the most surprising thing? I mean, what would surprise you the most?
They fell asleep in what year?
In the 85, okay. 86.
Okay.
I graduated high school in 1986. Say I fell asleep in 1986 and I woke up. I was in a coma until today. And I woke up today. And you're telling me about the world, what would I be most surprised at?
I think it would be cell phones as a whole.
Yeah.
Like that they're used at concerts now to film the whole concert.
Sure. It would be overwhelming, the amount of stuff. That's how you watch TV. That's how you film stuff. That's how you take pictures. And it's all instant. What is social media? I was going through this list of things, like some examples of that people were talking about. And one of them said that people don't live their lives anymore. It's just all trying to look good on social media.
Hmm.
You know, you're more worried about what people see of your life than actually going out and living your life.
Yeah.
That people text each other instead of talking to each other. Everybody's mental health is a mess. I mean, that the guy on the Wheaties box is now identifying as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about, you know, Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, and the change that's making. That there are no more video stores and no more phone booths.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
You can get pizza delivered to your house by a robot or a drone. It's true. Again, these are things that if you went to sleep in the 80s and woke up today would be the most surprising. MTV barely plays music anymore. I don't know if they play music videos at all anymore. The phone is the biggest one that keeps coming up. People pay real money for virtual clothes and property in something called the metaverse.
Yep. I would also say like music and being readily available anywhere rather than having to go get a CD or a record. They wouldn't even know what CDs were in it.
Yeah.
85, I guess.
No, CDs were becoming a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, they were starting to become a thing like in 85.
And no iPods or anything like that.
Yeah. Nobody smokes on airplanes anymore and people actually obey the fasten seatbelt sign.
Exactly.
Yeah. And vinyl records are making a comeback, but now they're called vintage.
I think they're ignoring the obvious one, though, that everybody's better looking.
Mm.
Are they better looking or is it just different?
No, I think every generation gets better looking.
Better looking, it could be, probably so.
Isn't it like the expectancy to live longer is longer now than it was? It would have been 85, so like significantly older people are around.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that is part of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people do live longer now than they do. I mean, every generation lives longer than the previous generation because of advances in science.
You hear them, you tell them somebody made it to 100, they go, excuse me?
what?
Yeah, nobody made it to 100 then.
I don't think they could.
Yes, they could.
They didn't have the advances.
I mean, some people did, Rob. Thank you. What's the Stone Age?
This is Ace and Friends.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
So both Riggins and Rob grew up in the 90s. You would consider yourself 90s children, right? Yeah. That was your childhood years?
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about this earlier with the 80s, but if somebody from the 90s woke up in 2024, what would surprise them most? You know, if they went into a coma in 95 and they woke up today, what would surprise them most?
I would say that some of their fashion from their age is back now. Like it's not, you know, it's 90s fashion.
Yeah, that it's gone out, gone away and come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously the cell phone thing is obvious. Yeah. The internet is now available everywhere. Yeah.
You don't have to have somebody off the phone.
Yeah, at lightning fast speeds.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
People don't go to Blockbuster anymore.
Yeah. I miss Blockbuster.
Everything comes to you. But, you know, everybody says that. I miss Blockbuster. Well, then, but if you opened one, nobody would use it.
Yeah, right. You weren't going
to
go.
But, I mean, like, yeah, the experience as a kid going to Blockbuster was
right. It's not enough. Incredible. It's not enough of an experience, though, that people would go, well, you know, I will go rent a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, if a ton of people were buying Dunkaroos, you know, they would have never gone away.
Right.
Same thing.
Let's see. Obviously, music is different. Landlines, if you went into a coma in the 90s and woke up today, you'd be shocked to find out that landlines are pretty much obsolete.
Yeah.
Do your parents still have a landline, Riggins?
No.
Really? They got rid of theirs?
Yeah.
That video games look incredibly realistic and people can play with others around the world in real time.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a real good one. That people can summon a ride with their phone through Lyft and Uber.
Yeah.
Nobody worries about calling a cab anymore. Shopping malls are on the decline. That's just a sad state of affairs. Yeah, that's one of those things. More than Blockbuster, I think I miss... I don't miss it as an adult now because it's not something I want to go do. But you wish you had that experience for your kids of being able to go to the shopping mall. I was watching a TikTok the other day and it showed these kids and I think it was 87. And it was like Saturday in 87. And they were in the mall. Somebody was taking a little video in the mall, and it was packed with people. And it was just people meeting up. Oh, they're waving to their friends and all that kind of stuff.
What do they do now? What do the kids do now? They just like hang out by themselves.
I guess they just text each other, have a Zoom call or something. I don't know what they do.
Where are they going?
You know, they just hang out at somebody's house.
Yeah.
They'd also be surprised from the 90s that TVs are no longer confined to networks.
Yeah. And they're all flat. You don't have to say flat screen TV anymore. You still hear that. And it's like, yeah, they're all flat.
That's true.
They're just TVs.
Right. That's a good point.
This is Ace and Friends.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Don't answer out loud, but if I ask you a question, who are the worst people now? The worst type of people? one come to mind immediately?
Yeah, but I don't want to say it.
Don't say. I don't want you to answer. But there's a woman who has answered. She's a Gen Zer. Gen Z, and she has a definitive answer for this problem.
Of people I hate the most, next to cortisol people, aspartame people. The diet soda is just as bad for you. Aspartame is going to give you cancer. It's killing you. It's killing what? It's so bad for you. Can I tell you something? I don't give a I don't give a Sure, aspartame is going to give me cancer. So is my phone. So is the sun. So is sunscreen. I what do you want me to do? I'm not going to stop drinking a Diet Coke every once in a while. There are people out here smoking packs of cigarettes a day. I don't do that. Let me have a Diet Coke. Get off my back.
It does feel that way sometimes.
I feel her with that.
It does feel like that.
My wife is one of those people.
Is she still on that stuff?
Yeah, you know, if I got a diet Mountain Dew. So you might as well. Why not just have the regular thing? It's got aspartame in it and all the other bad stuff that's in the diet drink. The sugar's better for you than that.
She gives you the whole lecture with those things?
Not all the time, but it's a lot of times it's kind of a.
Is it mostly with food stuff?
Drinks.
It's like the energy drink.
Always getting an energy drinker. Yeah.
But you, when
let me tell you what she said to me Friday. Let me tell you what she said to me Friday. Saturday, I came in the house and she goes, I'm standing there talking to her and I'm holding a drink in my hand and she goes, what are you doing? And I said, what? She goes, it's Saturday afternoon at 3:00. And I said, yeah. And she goes, you're drinking an energy drink. She goes, are you 12?
Dang.
Man. To which you said, you responded.
I was a little tired. I stopped, got an energy drink at the store. I was out running errands. What is the problem?
What is the deal?
She's like, I've already worked out. I've had over half a gallon of water today. Like, yeah, I'm having an energy drink. She's like, good Lord, you're 56 years old. You're having energy drinks at 3:00 in the afternoon on a Saturday. Runner.
Well, I don't want to take any sides, but I mean, she texted you a week ago and was like, hey, run to the store and get me some Flamin' Hot Funyuns and Sour Patch Kids and a Coke. I mean, you don't throw that in her face, do you?
I don't. Well, I did in this case. I was like, yeah. Well, because you were hungover. I'm sure there was probably some aspartame and some of those drinks you were inhaling on Saturday
night. I would have a hard time not immediately going to something like that.
Yeah. How about that? Let me enjoy my watermelon sugar-free monster energy drink.
Yeah. Oh, they don't grow flaming hot sour cream and onion chips on a tree? Give me a break.
So.
Do zero drinks have aspartame or just diet? I'm just trying to figure out where.
I really don't know, Rob. You're just trying to figure out where you follow
them. I'm trying to figure out where I'm getting cancer at.
This is Ace and Friends.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
What is the name of the biggest cruise ship in the world? The
Icon of the Seas.
Icon of the Sea. That's icon is the word I couldn't remember. I kept wanting to call it like the island on the sea or something like that. I just saw a video of it just coming into port the other day. It's unbelievable.
It is. You really have to see it in video to kind of get a scope of how huge it is.
There was somebody standing on the shore in the dock area where it was coming in. And they're filming. It's like, wow, that thing is. It's a city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But here's a lady who's found one major problem with taking a cruise on the Icon of the Seas, the largest cruise ship in the world.
Way too many children. Takes up every spot. As we can see, look at the jacuzzi. Can you turn, look at the jacuzzi? It is all kids. Children swimming without parent supervision. Where are their parents?
Hey, what about the bar?
The bar, the swim-up bar, is all with children. Children in a swim-up bar. Nighttime, we go to have drinks at 10:30 at night in a piano bar. And what do we have? Children taking up seats and adults standing.
How would you rate Icon from a scale from 1 to 10?
on this stuff?
Three.
That's okay. Ooh, wow. Largest cruise ship in the world. I mean, it is unbelievable. But if there's kids everywhere.
If you go to a piano bar and kids are taking up the seats, it's like, get out of here.
At 10:30?
At 10:30 at night, your kids should be in the piano bar.
Yeah. Or at the swim-up bar. You know, that's crazy that's loaded up with kids. And a jacuzzi, for that matter. What are kids doing in the jacuzzi?
I tell my kids, hey, get off the swimming bar. Let those adults sit there. You're not doing anything.
And I know you can look at the cruise, find out which ones are for families and stuff. There's probably for families. But there's got to be some sort of balance, right?
She's just out there trying to get her drink on.
She's trying to get wasted on her 16-drink-a-day limit.
Right, exactly.
I only had 12 today.
Yeah, I hit that piano bar. I had 6 drinks left to have. I can't get a drink. These kids got a seat. I get tired of standing up back here.
I just want to sit down and have 12 cocktails. Is that so wrong? And enjoy some Journey and all these damn kids here.
Play Piano Man. Bring me 2 Mai Tais and a little Billy Joel. It's going to make my night. Stupid kids.
This is Ace and Friends.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
There's a woman on TikTok. Her name is Ashley. She has 7 million followers. She's very successful.
Yeah.
And she posted a video over the weekend announcing the death of her dog. Her original video has 55 million views. But it's how the dog passed away that's what's gotten everybody's attention.
Ago, while I was in New York, Nimbus was killed by a coyote. My father carelessly left Nimbus in the backyard at night, unsupervised, with the doors closed. Before I left on my trip, I stood in the kitchen with him and I showed him videos of coyotes jumping 6-foot fences like it's nothing, and to just please watch over him. And it got to the point where he got so annoyed of me and so passionate. So I felt okay and I left.
Yikes.
That's going to be uncomfortable at the next family meal.
Wow.
Because she just decided, I'm going to tell, 55 million people.
My dad. Carelessly.
My dog's dead and it's all my dad's fault.
Can you come back from that after?
Well, if you're dad, you got to be like, she's not wrong.
She did screw up.
I mean, because she did say, don't leave him outside. And dad did. And now the dog is dead. So you got to kind of take that one if your dad, like, I'm embarrassed that you did this to all these people, but what do you want me to do?
Really?
It's my fault. Yeah, dad's got to own up to it. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Yikes.
I was reading the comments and she had just finished teaching that dog how to walk again. Like, the dog had recovered from sort of thing where he couldn't walk.
Oh.
And she just got him to be able to walk again.
Well, that makes a bad situation. Oh, man.
But then to just eviscerate your father in front of, a Super Bowl audience, basically.
I would never do that, but I do want to see what happens next.
Please, are you kidding?
I want an update.
Yeah.
Like, I need to know, how did dad handle this little tidbit of information? But, if you're the dad, you've got to you take that one on the chin.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, sweetie. I did. I screwed up and, whatever.
And he was getting annoyed at her instructions.
Yeah.
Yeah. She even points that out. Yeah. Circle of life.
Yeah. Like, sometimes parents make mistakes.
Yeah.
Said that more than once to my kids.
So. Yeah, well, fair enough.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up.
Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
So I saw this online over the weekend. A guy was on Reddit and he said, am I being insecure and crazy or does anyone see my point? I've way outkicked my coverage. I hate that phrase, by the way. You've got to come up with something better than that. I've way outkicked my coverage when I ask out my girlfriend. If she's a 10, I'm a 5. She's beautiful. I can tell by people's looks and even my friends' comments that we don't make sense to people. Am I just waiting to have my heart broken by staying with someone who could clearly do so much better than me? It's not like I'm loaded. I'm just an average guy dating a woman who obviously doesn't know how gorgeous she is.
What?
His question was, am I being insecure and crazy or does anyone see my point?
It's like it's ripped from your diary.
Who mine?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
How do you think about that?
This one came in from anonymous.
Yeah, good lord. I thought you were reading your script for your biopic.
No, I was reading. I saw this on Reddit over the weekend. I didn't.
The first page of your autobiography.
Was the user's name El Papa Diablo?
Yeah, I don't know. What would you tell? Because you're probably more qualified.
Signed, the modern day Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Well, he is being insecure and crazy. But yet everybody sees his point. But she's definitely going to leave him if he continues to act like that. If he always is like, oh, you're so much hotter than me, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, then she's going to definitely leave him. You got to, you know, you just got to be a man.
Stand up, be confident.
Yeah, fake it till you make it.
Those cliches. She knows she's that much hotter than you. She knows how hot she is.
Mm-hmm.
All women know when they're super attractive.
Yeah. Does a 10 date a 5, though?
Maybe he's funny.
Yeah, I'd say maybe he's a really nice guy.
Maybe she doesn't think he's a 5. Maybe he's got a sense of humor that makes him a 7 or an 8 in her book. And she figures, maybe. You know, we can work on the rest. Maybe get him to change his shirts a little bit. Maybe he drops 10. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely trying to change him. It's not going to work.
I thought of it more, Rob, as trying to help him improve as opposed to changing him.
Yeah, that's what they want you to think they're doing.
Has Meredith tried to change you?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
You can't change me.
I think she's pretty sure that she can't.
But
I'm pretty sure she can. Yeah.
Then clearly, though, there's some whatever it is about you that I don't mean whatever it is. I just meant there's something about you that she finds very attractive.
I mean, you're right. There's I don't know what it is, but there's got to be something there.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, it's there, and don't you change, Rob?
Maybe change a little.
You know I won't.
Yeah, you could change. You mean you could stand
like 20%? You could probably change.
This is Ace and Friends.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Earlier I mentioned Reddit. I love Reddit for so many different reasons. There's something that goes on now that I don't understand. And these people are adults. FaceTiming while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
What is that?
Stupid.
I mean,
it's very immature to me, but I know older people do it too.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It seems like it's become kind of a thing that people will FaceTime and then go to bed so that they can fall asleep talking to each other, whatever, like they're in the when they're not in the same room or same house or same city or same state, whatever the case may be, and then leave it on all night so they wake up and I can just check and see that you're still sleeping and they go back to sleep. So, what I don't.
I thought it was exclusively for kids, like young love.
I did too. 14, but 15. It's not.
No, because Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg do this. Oh, that's what she said. And I thought, grow up. What are you doing? You're sitting on the phone.
Am I just not understanding something about, is there something about it I don't understand? Am I not romantic enough in this scenario? It just seems very odd. I'm going to FaceTime you. Then I'm going to set up a pillow and lay the phone right there. So while I'm sleeping, we'll fall asleep talking to each other. And then when you wake up, you'll be able to see me and I'll be able to see you.
It's weird.
It seems odd to me. I just don't get it.
No.
I don't mean to put it down.
I kind of do.
Oh, okay.
Because it kind of says to me that you can't spend a night alone. Like, you need it as sort of a security blanket to have that person there as an adult. Now, kids, they're like, yeah, you go to sleep first. No, you sleep by first. You know, it seems very immature.
You hang up. No, you hang up first. No, you.
That's how I picture it. Yeah. Like, just get a grip.
How do they have so many minutes on their phone? That's crazy.
Is it 1998? Minute.
God, just remember trying to add up your minutes.
Mm-hmm. Call me after nine.
Call me after nine.
Do not talk to me right now.
Telling my mom, I'll call you late because it's after nine here. It'll be after eight at your house. Mm-hmm. And I can call you then because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Which was just the next step of calling collect once you got home and asking for yourself. Like if I left your house, Riggins, and I went home, it was late at night, and you'd say, hey, call me when you get home. You know, call collect. Like, okay. I would get home. Then I would call your house collect, and they would say, collect call for Ace. And you would say, oh, he's not here. He's already left. Okay, click. And that was the sign to let you know that I'd made it home okay.
Oh,
and
really?
Nobody had to pay for a long distance phone call or something then.
Can you place, this is going to be a dumb question. Can you make a collect call now?
I'm sure you can.
And it charges who?
The person who accepts the call.
That accepts the call.
I know jail can still call you collect, I believe. You still get a collect call from a prison or something.
I don't know that it's collect though, because I know it just always says this is. It says from like.
Yeah, maybe with cell phones, that doesn't matter. I don't know.
So nobody's whoever gets the call pays for it.
Yeah, a collect call, you have to pay for the call.
Why would you do that? Why would anybody pay for them?
Like maybe they were in a position where they were using a payphone or something like that.
It looks like they're not free telephone calls from jail. So maybe you're right.
I don't know.
Can't even get a free call there. Damn.
The days of the collect call long gone.
What did it charge you to make a collect call?
Whatever, 30 cents a minute whatever. Yeah, something 10 cents a minute, something like that. I really have no idea. I never remember that.
Mm-mm. Collect calls from prison are currently 25 cents per minute.
I'm definitely accepting that call. If somebody calls me from prison, I want to hear who it is.
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
Rob, you're a big movie person.
Yeah.
And Riggins, you're a big pop culture person. So maybe this will cross over. I saw this game. It's called the One Word Movie Clue. One word at a time until we come up with the name of the movie.
Okay.
All right. So, for example, ship.
Titanic.
Nailed it. There you go. That's an easy one. Okay. Let's see what the next one is. Lost. Sydney. Anemone.
What? Anemone?
A-N-E-M-O-N-E.
Anemone?
Anemone? I don't know. Or the answer was Finding Nemo. Okay, there you go. What is it?
Lost.
What is it? Okay. Let's see. Let's try another one here. Book. Africa.
Jungle Book?
Pink.
No. Pink.
What?
Book, Africa Pink. No. Okay. Mean Girls.
Oh.
Africa.
All right, let's try one. Let's reset. Here we go.
You ready? Nailed that. We nailed the early one.
I know. You got one right out of the box. I thought we were hot on something here. Okay, let's see. Tiger.
Jungle Book?
Tooth.
Life of Pi.
Baby.
Oh, The Hangover.
Nailed it. Good job, Rob. I'll give you one more. Golf. Gator.
Oh, Happy Gilmore.
Good job, Rob.
It's a good one.
Donkey.
Shrek.
Well, I can't with it.
I don't know if you could have made that one.
Eddie Murphy as Duncan.
Right, I guess. Sorry.
Duncan.
Okay. Let's try another. See, now Rob's got the hang of it. He's crushing.
Yeah.
How about weddings? Rules.
Wedding Crashers?
Got it. One a little bit harder, Rob. Sneakers. Skateboard. Time Machine.
Bill and Ted?
Back to the Future.
Oh yeah.
Time Machine.
Yeah. Because it was a time machine. You went back to the future.
Was the car the time machine?
Yeah. The DeLorean.
The DeLorean was the time machine.
You had to go 88 miles an hour.
Okay.
Okay, my bad.
No. Fair enough, Rob. That's fair enough. All right, let's try one more, Rob.
Okay.
Let's see. Bricks. Twister.
Oh, Wizard of Oz.
Got it.
Yeah.
Rob's very good at this game.
He is good.
I wasn't at first.
Well,
that was rough. I don't know if that was necessarily your fault. That could be the game show host. Did do a great job of it.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.